Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging around with me today. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. We have two now. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is the flagship. That's the one we started out with almost 10 years ago. That's the one where you can listen to the show a number of different ways. And we have some the new technology, the new capability there that I hope you'll check out soon. And don't forget thousands of archives and articles and Brain Trust members coming out your ears and lots of good stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. It's a multimedia blog. It's not like your grandfather's blog. If your grandfather ever have a blog, it's not like what that one would have been like. And also we have our knowledge base, AskJim.biz. It's not a search engine, although it works like one, but it's not a search engine. It's a knowledge base. You know, a search engine doesn't know anything. It just knows where things are. A knowledge base has knowledge. It has resident knowledge. So you ask it a question, it'll give you an answer. Maybe many answers. Maybe lots of information there to help you with your questions. So we'll help you use it to your advantage. AskGM.biz. And there is no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Okay, we're having a little technical difficulty making the connection with the guy who was going to help us with selling, so it's just going to be you and me on selling. You and I are going to talk about this, and I have some things to say, as you won't be surprised. I started selling professionally. Don't worry, this is not going to be a history of Jim. I just wanted to tell you that I started selling professionally in the 1960s, in the late 1960s. While I was working my way through college. And so my point there is I've been doing this a long time. And I was selling when we knocked on doors. And when we, you know, you could call people and they'd answer their phone and you get an appointment. Or you could drop by. You could actually do real cold calling. You could actually walk up and knock on a door and say, "Hi, I'm with so and so. I'm with whoever I'm with, and can I take a few minutes of your time?" And people would do it. They would give you a few minutes of their time. They would let you come in. And the reason was because they needed stuff. In those days, the way companies got stuff, the way they found out about the newest whatever was when a salesperson came by. We were, I've said this before, we were the internet for businesses in those days. And I'm talking primarily now B2B, not so much B2C, not so much business to consumer. Although, you know, it works the same, it works very, it's very similar. Everything I'm saying is very similar for both, but I'm talking primarily business to business now. But we were the internet. We had the information. The companies we worked for, salespeople worked for, had the knowledge of what was next, what was new, the new technology, the new models, the new colors, the new innovations, whatever it might have been. The way our customers, the way our prospects found out about these things, was when we literally came by and talk to them about it, showed them the new stuff, let them know what was going on. Or maybe there was new pricing capability, that new pricing structures, new deals, you know, closeouts, whatever it might be, the product of the month kind of thing. That's how things were in those days. And because there really wasn't a mechanism, there wasn't a way for people to get that kind of information on their own. Sure, you know, there were plenty of magazines and all that, but there wasn't a 24/7 business news cycle. You know, you had a newspaper, you had television and radio, but the television didn't give you that much information. It was mostly entertainment. And so, and I'm talking, you know, 60s, 70s, even 80s, even early 90s to a large degree. But something happened with the advent of the Internet. What happened was that the Internet is a great educator, as you know. And it's in so many ways, it's helped to educate all of us on what is available and what things cost. You can not only find out what's available, you can find out what they cost. And so now, if a business needs to know about what's the next greatest thing in widgets, they go on the Internet. And they visit the companies of the that used to employ these salespeople who went out and knocked on doors, like me in those days. And they go to those websites and they shop around. And they see what products are out there, and they can even see an actual demonstration online. Well, heck, that's what I used to do. I used to give demonstrations, but now the website does that. So I hope you're starting to see that if you're selling the way I sold in the 70s and 80s, if you 60s even, if you're still selling that way, well, you may even be doing okay. But that can't be the only way that customers can reach out and touch you, or you reach out and touch your customers. That can't be that the only way, because if it is, well, you're a dinosaur waiting to become extinct. Because your customers are much more savvy, they're much more informed, they're much more educated about what you do. Whether they found it on your website, they might not have found it on your website, they might have found it on your competitor's website, your big competitor's website. They not only found out what the new innovations, they've also found out about the pricing. They know what things are worth. They even know about the deals, maybe. And they can even order it right there online and not even have to go to your store or call you or receive one of your salespeople. So how are your customers finding you? How are they finding out about you? How is that different from the way things were? And which way are you doing it? We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me today. I'm talking about selling in the 21st century. You know, a lot of things have changed in the 21st century. It's amazing how things have changed in the 21st century compared to the way they were in the 20th century. In fact, right up to the end of the 20th century, many things weren't all that much different than they were for 50, 60, 70 years even, maybe even 100 years. But something happened. It's just an incredibly interesting thing for me to think about how things changed basically about the time the new millennium started. It's totally a coincidence. The timing is totally a coincidence. I admit it, but it's just a very interesting thing to me. And one of those things is how we sell to our customers. Now, if you're in business today, how many salespeople knock on your door? 20, 30 years ago, there would be people knocking on your door every 30 minutes or more, depending on how big you were. If you're a big company, you might have salespeople sitting in your lobby, lined up in your lobby. Some of you may remember seeing all that. Maybe you were part of that. Today, things are different. We've got to be able to get our message out there without having salespeople go and knock on the doors and give the customers this information. We've got to assume that to a large degree, the customers already know what's available. They already know what they want. or at least what they need. And it's your job to make sure, and let me back up and say that therefore, if they already know what's available, they already know what they need, and they're thinking about what they want, which is a little bit more. What we need is basic, and what we want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. So that's the customized part, what they want. So they know what they need, they're thinking about what they want, and they pretty much know what the price of everything is, don't they? So doesn't that make everything under the sun on planet Earth a commodity now? Doesn't that almost make it a commodity, meaning that if everybody knows what they want and they know the price, then and they know they can get it anywhere they want to get it. There are lots, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, many small businesses, especially, only had a handful of sources for various products. Maybe even only one source for various products. Today we've got thousands of them, and I think that makes just about everything a commodity. So how do we differentiate ourselves? What do we tell our salespeople to say? How do we train our salespeople to enter that kind of an environment? To try to penetrate that kind of a marketplace and break through and differentiate ourselves from the others, from our competitors. Do we do that by saying, our green is greener than their green? Our box is boxier than their box? Our grease is greasier than their grease? Do we say that? I hope not. If you do, you're not going to survive. You're not going to succeed. You've got to be able to, and remember now, the solution to what I'm talking about, the key to unlock all of this has nothing to do with you. It has only to do with your customer. Remember what I said about what they need and what they want. What they need is a commodity. What they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. And in that space, from a little bit more to everything, that's where you'll make your living in the 21st century. You've got to find enough people who want more than what they need, from a little bit more to everything. And you'll make your living there when you find enough customers in that space who believe that you and who you demonstrate to that you can deliver to them what they want from a little bit more to everything. And that you can deliver that commodity, that thing that they could get online if they wanted to, but they'd rather do business with you because you make it a little bit special. You twist it around, you wrap it up a little better, you deliver it a certain way at a certain time, and you remember their name. That's what your salespeople should be talking to your customers about. How do you want it? When do you want it? Oh, you want it upside down? No problem. We got that. That's what your salespeople should be talking about. Not so much about your products, because your products don't matter. They can get your products wherever they want to get your products. It's got to be because of the connection that they make with you and your salespeople. And if you've got salespeople, they've got to be making those connections. Now you can't, and if you can make those connections, and if you can convince them that you can deliver this in a special way, the way that they want it, tickle them just the way they want to be tickled, they'll pay a little bit more for that. They may not pay a lot more for it. Sometimes they will, but they'll almost always pay a little bit more for that. And that's your extra margin. That's what you're going to need to be successful in the 21st century. And so think about that when you're training your salespeople. Yes, train them on products. Yes, train them on strategy. Yes, train them on pricing. Yes, train them on delivery. Yes, train them on the industry. That's fine. They got to know all that. But when they're selling to customers and they're talking to customers, they got to be talking about the customer, what they want, not about what you have. Think about it. Quick break, right back with our good friend Christine Kavanaugh. We're going to talk about email right after these messages. Stay with us. Here's Dan Fogelberg to take us out. We search to no avail for the constant in the chaos, for the fulcrum in the void, following a destiny our steps cannot avoid.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.